paid program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KGH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We're going to be here for the next hour talking about glasses and bifocals, about laser beams and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join in today, give us a call. Our number here, 521-8383. We'd love to hear about your experiences and answer your questions. If you can't call in today or maybe you're feeling shy, email your questions to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com, and we can answer those questions in coming weeks. In the next hour, we're going to discuss eye news from around the country and around the world. Sometimes we'll do an eye quiz to test your IQ. You can find us online at www.hawaiianeye.com. Follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/Dr. Tortora, D-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A, no spaces, or at Dr. Tortora. And you can find us on Facebook. Hawaiian Eye Center is on Facebook, so go to facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. We're going to also let you know that all opinions expressed on this program today are those of myself and the other medical doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center. I'm an ophthalmologist, or IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. Now we're going to try to be very consumer-oriented today, make an effort to give you the best possible practical advice, but remember, I can't see through the telephone, so I may have to recommend an examination before I can tell you exactly what's going on in your eyes. Hawaiian Eye Center does sponsor our program today as a public service, so sit back, relax, and enjoy an hour all about eyes. Well, it's that time of year again. It's the time for the annual senior fair down at the Blaisdell Exhibit Hall, and not, I was going to say arena, but it's not the arena, it's at the exhibit space, and it's more popular, it seems, this year than ever. There was a huge crowd of people there yesterday when I was there. I'm sure Dr. Portner was telling you a little bit about his experiences, too, in the last hour at the senior fair, and it continues on all day today until 4 o'clock, and tomorrow from 8 until 4, and today, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be going on, and Hawaiian Eye Center has a booth there at the senior fair, and Hawaiian Eye Center is doing some public service. That we have the doctor, either myself or Dr. Ree, is there for a few hours during the course of the day to answer questions that you might have about eyes, just like we answer questions on the radio. We're going to have some screening, some free eye screenings where we're going to screen your eyes and see whether you're at risk to develop certain types of eye diseases or whether you should be getting an eye examination in the near future. And a full eye examination, we're going to do a screening test at the booth. If you like, you can sign up and the technician will do the screening test, give you some information about some of the tests that we can do as a check there at the booth. We're also going to feature a featured guest at our booth, a Hawaiian music star. Ciro Pahunui will be stopping by our booth a few times during the course of the senior fair. The next one coming up is going to be at 9 o'clock this morning, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the senior fair at the Hawaiian Eye booth, which is booth number 311. Right across from the Galleria stage. You can meet Ciro Pahunui, and if you'd like to get his CD or have him autograph a CD, one of his CDs that you may purchase there or that you may have at home, he'll be happy to do that for you at the Hawaiian Eye booth after his performance from 9 to 9:30. He'll be at the Hawaiian Eye Center booth, which will be about 9:30 in this morning, Saturday morning. So that's an interesting thing that even if you're not interested in eye care, if you like Hawaiian music, come by and see Ciro Pahunui at the Hawaiian Eye booth. We're going to be working with Ciro a little bit in the future. He's had some nice eye experiences, and he wants to share them with the world. So Cyril Pahanui at the Hawaiian Eye booth is Saturday about 9:30 a.m. this morning. And Sunday, he will be performing at the Senior Fair between 10 and 10:30, which means he'll be stopping by the Hawaiian Eye booth, Hawaiian Eye Center booth, for signing CDs and other things about 10:30 Sunday morning. So feel free to stop by and visit with him there at the Hawaiian Eye Center booth. The Hawaiian Eye Center booth is booth number 311, in case you want to make sure not to miss it. There's a lot of booths there. There's a lot of activity, a lot of people. So you might stroll right by it. So look for the nice royal blue Hawaiian Eye Center tablecloths and my picture, Dr. Tortora, and Dr. Ree's picture as well, on the board there as you walk by. So you won't miss our booth. It's right across from the Galleria stage, very conveniently located, and lots of space there. Not only that, but at the Hawaiian Eye booth at the Senior Fair, you can also try your hand at a game of chance. A lot of people from Hawaii like that, right? I mean, everyone goes to Las Vegas, so play our own version of the Hawaiian Eye craps game. Roll the dice and see if you can win a nice prize there at the booth. So stop by the Hawaiian Eye Center booth if you make it to the Senior Fair. There's all kinds of interesting things there. I was there yesterday for a little while. I was looking at some of the different booths there. There are a few other eye doctors there as well, but also I noticed Dr. Portner was there from the radio show, the Moving Body radio show, just before this one. And I noticed a lot of other interesting vendors, everything from sales of windows to retirement planning to healthcare issues to getting your flu shot. And there's people walking around the hall with little signs that say, "Follow me to get your flu shot," that take you by one of the places that are giving out free flu shots there at the Senior Fair. So that's all kinds of interesting activities going on, as well as entertainment, hula, music, and other things. So should be fun if you can make it there. And if you can get there this morning about 9:30, I'll be there after the radio show. I'll be stopping by the booth. I'll be staying there for part of the morning and visiting with patients and giving them the opportunity to answer any questions that they might have about eyes and eye care. We'll be happy to answer your questions if you come by the booth. We also have interesting displays, like information about what happens during a cataract procedure, what's involved in a cataract surgery, sort of like our online tour that you can see at hawaiianeye.com. And also we have some information. We have lots of interesting things like actual lens implants that we place inside, we don't place these ones inside people's eyes, but similar to the ones that we place in people's eyes, because these ones are not sterile anymore. But you can handle them and look at them and see how tiny they are and what they actually look like. You can actually see a lens that's been removed from someone's eye. We have a little cataract, a lens preserved in a preservative solution, which is there at the booth, that you can look at this brown-colored lens. You can look through it, look at it, and say, how can anyone see through that lens? Well, that's why it was removed. That was a cataract, a cloudy lens that was blurring someone's vision. We removed it, and usually we don't remove it in one piece, so we don't usually have a lens to show you. But once in a while, the lens is so dense and so dark that the only way to get it out is to remove it all in one piece. And when we do that, then usually we save it for demonstration purposes, let people take a look at what a cataract, this lens, actually looks like. So you see this little tiny lens floating around inside a solution, which is a cataract. It's a brown color because it's the brown color is the cloudiness or haziness that has developed in that lens over time. It's you can imagine that if you had to look through that dark brown lens, that cataract, that your overall vision would be poor. But not only that, but you'd lose sensitivity to certain colors. Light and dark going out in the darker at night might be more of a challenge because of the light being cut back from that lens blocking light getting into your eye. So all kinds of interesting things there. Stop by and visit us at the Senior Fair sometime this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, the 29th and 30th of September. The 28th, it was there too, but that's already gone. So while I was at the Senior Fair yesterday, people came up to me with a number of different questions. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the common questions that are asked, some of the questions that were asked of me at the Senior Fair yesterday when I was there at the booth. at the Hawaiian Eye Center booth, which I will be again a little bit later this morning after we're done with the radio show Saturday morning, and I'll be there Sunday morning for a little while as well. And one of the things that a gentleman came up to me, and he actually turned out he was a relative of my wife, and he said, "You probably don't remember me. I'm Uncle So-and-so." And I said, "Oh, yes, well, I remember you." And he said, "Look at his eye." And I looked at it, and sure enough, his eye was really red and bloody looking. And he said, "I think I just broke a blood vessel, but is that okay?" And I looked at him, and I said, "You're fine." But actually what it was what we call a conjunctival hemorrhage, a little bleeding under the surface of the white of the eye, so that the white of the eye turns blood red. And it looks ugly and disturbing. And people look at it and say, "Oh my gosh, what the heck is wrong with my eye?" But vision is fine, no pain in the eye, and as long as you see well and the eye is not uncomfortable or painful, these red, bloody-looking eyes are typically just due to broken blood vessels. That could occur from rubbing your eye very vigorously. That's a less common occurrence. It could also occur from straining, from sneezing, from coughing. Other things which increase the pressure in the blood vessels in your eye can cause that blood vessel to rupture, and sometimes that will cause a red spot or a conjunctival hemorrhage. So that was one of the questions that I was asked at the senior fair today. Let's take a short break, and when we get back, we'll talk about some more things that came up at the senior fair.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
All right, welcome back. Here we are in the second segment of the Hawaiian Eye Show. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes. I was just saying in the first part of the program that our booth down at the Senior Fair, Hawaiian Eye Center booth, is giving out lots of educational materials. So if you are interested in information about the eyes, you can pick up some information about cataracts or glaucoma, about eyelid problems, all kinds of things down at the booth at the Senior Fair. But while we're talking about the Senior Fair, I was talking about some of the things that people came up to me to ask about during the fair to see if, because if people are asking about them, I'm assuming there are other people out there who have similar types of problems. Okay, so the first question was about a red, bloody-looking eye. We talked about a conjunctival hemorrhage, not dangerous, goes away by itself. The second question I got, or another question I got, was about teary eyes. And the person said that as I get older, my eyes seem to get more teary. And is this normal? Well, the answer is yes and no. It is normal, as in it is very common. Many people, as they get older, their eyes become more teary. But no, because there's usually a reason for the tearing. And it's not just because your eyes are teary because you're older. There's something that's probably stimulating or causing that tearing. Tearing is generally a reaction to something in the environment that is irritating your eyes. It could be drying If your eyes are getting dry, that could cause tearing because your tears are trying to compensate for the dryness and make your eyes moist again. It could be because something is in your eye and that's the tears are produced to try to wash out or irrigate out the eye. It could be because of some other irritant that's causing your eyes to tear. Something you're sensitive to, allergic to, could cause teary eyes. Tearing can also be caused by a closure or tightening or constriction of the tear drain. The tears are produced in our eyes and they drain out of the eyes through two little openings in the inside corners of our eyelids. And if the tear drain system is blocked or partially blocked, then the tears well up inside the eyes and drip down the cheeks, so that that's actually causes tearing as well. So if you're having tearing as you're getting older, it's very common. Sometimes we can do something to help. Sometimes there's not too much we can do to help. But in any case, we can usually tell why it's being caused and give you some recommendations about things you might be able to do to help. So that was another question that came up while I was at the booth at the Senior Fair yesterday, Friday, and a question about tearing. Let's see, what other questions did people ask? We had someone ask a question about blurry vision. It said that as I get older, I'm having more difficulty reading or seeing up close. I used to be able to read okay when I was younger, and now I find that I'm more and more dependent on these reading glasses. And this, again, is a normal change related to getting older. As you get older, the focus, the ability of your eyes to focus becomes more limited. And this is actually due to changes in the lens inside your eye. The lens in the eye is what allows you to focus from distance to near when you're young. And as you get older, these focusing mechanism in your eye starts to fail. It doesn't work as well as it used to. And it's a gradual process. It becomes less effective as time goes on. But at a certain point, it actually reaches a critical point where our normal reading distance is not well seen anymore. We don't see well at that reading distance anymore. So the person who is in their 40s or older and is noticing their reading vision is beginning to decline or is continuing to worsen without eyeglasses, generally that's because of an age-related change in the eye. Of course, you want to make sure that there's not something else going on in your eye that may be causing difficulty with reading or with your overall vision. But the most likely cause of loss of near vision as you get older is what we call presbyopia, which is a normal aging change in the eye where the lens loses flexibility and the focus changes, so people don't see as well up close when their distance vision is good. Now, a lot of people get confused about this because if you're nearsighted to begin with, you maintain your near vision and you don't see well far away. So usually to try to reduce the confusion, what I tell people is that with your glasses for distance on, if you can't read well, that's because of presbyopia. If you can take off your glasses and read, that's because you're nearsighted. If you take off your glasses and it's even more blurry, then that's, you know, you're either normal or distance or farsighted. So wearing glasses to correct the reading vision is very common, and most people over age 45 or so need either reading glasses or bifocals. Bifocals are a common solution because they correct both distance and near, so you can switch between your far vision and your close vision without having to put on and take off the glasses. If some people have just a pair of reading glasses and they walk around without glasses most of the time and they just keep the reading glasses in their pocket, and as soon as they have to look at something up close, they have to whip out their reading glasses and put them on and then put them back away again afterwards. So for those people who find that they're constantly fishing for their reading glasses or trying to find them, you have a couple of choices. One is put them around a string around your neck, but most people don't like to do that because then they just get in the way. Or put on a pair of glasses that correct both your distance vision and your near vision, so that way, whatever you're doing, whether it's distance or near, you'll be able to be in focus. And a lot of people like that, called a bifocal lens, or some people, or most people actually prefer the no-line bifocal lens, which is also called a progressive lens. And the progressive lens is a sort of smooth lens that doesn't have any line or transition in it, but it gradually gives you a change in focus from distance vision to near vision with sort of the steps in between. So a multifocal lens or a progressive lens gives you distance vision, gives you near vision, and it gives you in-between vision as well, which would be used for a computer, for example, or playing cards, or playing the musical instrument like a piano, where you have to focus on an object that's not quite at reading distance, but not quite at distance either. So the focus of your glasses or the strength of your glasses can have an effect on where things come into focus, whether they're in focus close up, like you're reading, or whether they're in focus in the distance, etc. So wearing glasses that correct both distance and near is helpful. So that came from a question about someone, a question at the senior care that someone asked me about their reading vision becoming blurry, that normally reading vision does become blurry as you get older, and it's usually compensated for by glasses or bifocals. So switching from regular glasses to bifocals, or getting reading glasses in the first place. Okay, so come visit us at the Senior Fair, pick up educational information, play our craps game, meet Ciro Pahunui this morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, around 9:30 this morning, Saturday, and 10:30 tomorrow, Sunday. Have him sign your CD, have Ciro sign your CD, if you have one, or pick up a CD there and have him sign it. And otherwise, there's lots of interesting information there. And I'll be there at about 9:30 this morning, Saturday morning, after I get done with the radio show. I'll be heading out there. In the meantime, those of you who don't want to go and meet me live or aren't able to go and meet me live at the senior fair, if you have a question to ask, you can go ahead and call us here on the radio program. If you're listening to us Saturday morning, we're here live, and the phone number here is 521-8383. I'll say that again, write it down, 521-8383. If you're calling us from the neighbor islands, there is a toll-free number. That's 1-888-565-8383. And you can ask us a question here live on the radio program. So go ahead and feel free to give us a call. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk a little bit about some news stories that have come up over the past couple of weeks. We've got a story here about a new video technology. It says Sony is going to be previewing what they call their 4K technology for surgical displays at the American College of Surgeons meeting. It says here, Sony Electronics Medical Systems Division is demonstrating a new 4K display technology as a work-in-progress technology preview for the medical industry at the upcoming American College of Surgeons annual meeting in Chicago. Delivering four times the resolution of today's high-definition HD display, 4K is derived from the 4,096 by 2,160 pixels, or approximately 8.8 million total pixels. That's a lot of pixels. So high definition, new four times as high resolution as the current high definition displays. And so this technology is currently evolving, and often the medical field is driving the modifications or the growth in this type of technology, because these companies are trying to create displays which are able to give enough detail that medical practitioners can do things with them that they can only otherwise do live. So 4K resolution, interesting. It says here, also, at Sony, we see no limit to the potential advancements of medical display technology, and 4K continues our efforts to push the limits of innovation to benefit surgeons and other medical professionals, said Julie Holodak, Senior Marketing Manager of Sony Electronics. We believe the uncompromising picture quality and resolution of 4K technology is destined to help improve visualization for the medical field. To be demonstrated at the American College of Surgeons meeting on a 56-inch monitor, Sony's 4K technology is already in widespread use across a range of professional applications. Sony Digital Cinema 4K technology is at the heart of the movie theater industry, with more than 13,500 Sony Digital Cinema 4K projectors installed worldwide, and the demand increasing. So there you go. Technology keeps moving forward. Talking about a display, obviously a display on a monitor or otherwise is useful for people perhaps who's trying to get the best possible vision, the best possible view of something. Seeing even higher resolution certainly is going to give you more. You know, it's amazing actually to look at pictures of what the first TVs looked like. You know, how there's this tiny little screen and a kind of a blurry black and white flickering image. And this was a huge advancement at the time. But now, you know, 50 years later, TV is an amazing movie, almost movie theater experience, just in your own home. And so this is interesting how technology continues to advance and continues to benefit people in society who can actually benefit from that technology, not only in the medical industry, but also through home and entertainment technologies or applications as well. All right, we're going to take a short break so that we can listen to the news, and then we'll be right back with some more iNews, and of course, we'll take your calls.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataracts and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHBH.
It's 78 degrees, mostly cloudy in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton Dennis. Here's what's happening. A new report finds the federal government has no standards to protect the integrity of the achievement test it requires in public schools. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution surveyed 50 state education departments and reported many states do not use basic test security measures designed to prevent cheating, and nearly half the states make almost no attempt to screen test results for irregularities. Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells the newspaper that test security is the responsibility of state and local officials. The number of detainees at Guantanamo Bay now stands at 166. The last Western detainee at the U.S. military prison returned to Canada today after a decade in custody. Omar Kadar is the son of an alleged Al-Qaeda financier. He was captured in Afghanistan in 2002 when he was 15. The now 26-year-old Kadar pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. His lawyers say Kadar could be eligible for parole as early as next summer. Police arrested a 33-year-old man after he allegedly threatened an acquaintance with a dangerous instrument yesterday. The two men were arguing at about 4 p.m. when the suspect went to his car, retrieved the weapon, and threatened the other man. The suspect was arrested for first-degree terroristic threatening. Two men and a company were indicted by a federal grand jury in connection with the fireworks explosion at a Waikele bunker, which killed five men. A 21-count indictment names 37-year-old Charles Donaldson and 65-year-old Carlton Finley, as well as Donaldson Enterprises, Incorporated, with conspiring to treat hazardous waste without a permit. That's according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Island weather, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 71. Tomorrow, sunny and hazy. Currently in Honolulu, 78 degrees. I'm Julia Norton Dennis.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want that youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Here we are in the second segment, second half of the Hawaiian Eye Show, and we're talking about eyes. If you have a question about eyes, you can give us a call. Our phone number here, 521-8383. That's the number to call. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, go ahead and give us a call on the toll-free number. That number is 1-888-565-8383. We're happy to hear what questions you might have and try to answer any questions that you might have, or tell us what information you'd like us to be talking about. Something that is of interest to you or something that you've heard from an eye examination or someone that you know who's had a problem with their eyes, what kinds of trouble, what kinds of questions do you have? Okay, we have some news stories here, which we're going to proceed with. Listen to some news stories here. We have a story here that says, combining diagnostic tools improves glaucoma diagnosis. It says here, investigators tested a new index they developed that estimates glaucoma severity based on functional measurements obtained by standard automated perimetry and structural assessment by OCT, which is a test that gives us a picture of the optic nerve. Subjects included glaucoma patients and healthy control patients. The index performed significantly better than single or isolated measures of structure and function for diagnosing glaucoma, as well as for discriminating disease stages. So basically what that means is that they came up with a way of integrating some of the different information that we gather in people who have glaucoma. And by putting that information together in an index, they were able to come up with a systematic way of trying to get a sense of people's risk for having glaucoma, for developing glaucoma, and for what stage of glaucoma that they're in. And this is something that we kind of do, those of us who have been doing this for a long time, taking care of glaucoma patients, we kind of do mentally. We put together all of the different factors, but this is a way of kind of ordering it in a more systematic way, which may be quite helpful, particularly for newer practitioners of medicine, of eye care, to be able to take care of or to be able to diagnose which particular people that they're taking care of are most likely to develop problems from glaucoma. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Elias on Maui. Hi, Elias. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, doctor. My father had macular degeneration for years, and he got to the point where he could see nothing out of the front of his eyes and some out of the sides of his eyes, but if someone stood next to him, he could not even discern what the face looked like. And I wonder, is this something that runs in families? Am I more likely to have something like that, or is this something that happens to anyone?
Well, that's an excellent question. And unfortunately, it does run in families, but fortunately, just because he has it doesn't mean that you will develop a problem. So there is a higher risk for you having had a case of macular degeneration in your immediate family member. So that basically what that means is that you should be getting your eyes checked on a regular basis. It doesn't mean that you will develop a problem. So if you get your eyes checked regularly and look for early signs of macular degeneration, we now know a few things that impact the development of macular degeneration over time. One of them is diet, and it turns out that people who eat a diet that's rich in antioxidant vitamins, such as vitamin A and vitamin E and vitamin C, so fresh fruits, green leafy vegetables, those nutrients tend to reduce the incidence of macular degeneration over time. So if you make sure that you incorporate those things into your diet, that'll help reduce your risk over time. Also get an eye check every year or two to make sure that there aren't any changes that put you into a high risk category in the back of your eye, which might also modify the recommendations for, you know, what you might do lifestyle-wise or other things to try to improve your chances of not developing macular degeneration. So basically be aware of it, but follow up with a doctor on a regular basis, an eye specialist. And the main thing to remember from macular degeneration, as your father experienced, is that you never go completely blind from macular degeneration itself. You may lose your central vision, but you still can get around because you have that peripheral vision. That makes it a lot more difficult to do some of the things that we like to do, like reading and so forth. But there also are technological tools that can help with that situation as well for some people. So I don't know if that's an option for your dad, but if you ever developed a problem in the future, then there may be very well be some tools that you could take advantage of that would prevent it from being quite as debilitating a problem as it was for him.
And does that apply also to retinitis pigmentosa? Because another member of my family has that, and he's a cousin.
Retinitis pigmentosa does not generally run in families, no. And also a cousin is a distant enough relative that even if it did run in families, I wouldn't worry too much about it. So that's something that you should make your eye doctor aware of, that you have it, in the family, but it's not likely to significantly increase your risk for developing it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I hope that everything is, as you get to be your dad's age, I hope your vision is much better.
Thank you.
Aloha. So the macular degeneration, the other thing that I probably should have mentioned is that there are treatments now for certain forms of macular degeneration for people who catch it early in what's called the wet form of macular degeneration, which is the one that's most commonly responsible for the more severe forms of vision loss. And if you have wet macular degeneration, there are treatments that work fairly well for that now. They do involve regular injections into the eye, which is kind of a pain, or it's not really painful, but it's kind of a hassle. But if you get regular eye checkups and catch it in its early stages, that can be something that can prevent the macular degeneration from causing serious problems or serious vision problems in your eyes. And I have a number of patients who were on the verge of heading toward significant vision loss from macular degeneration who were treated in the early stages, who have maintained a good vision over a number of years. And so that's been a very useful technology and very helpful for people who are significant risk for developing forms of macular degeneration, including wet macular degeneration. All right, let's see. What other news stories do we have here? We have a news story here about something called corneal cross-linking. This is something that's an experimental technology. It has not been approved yet by the Food and Drug Administration, I believe. And it is a technology for trying to strengthen the cornea in people whose corneas are weak or irregularly shaped. So basically what happens is in some people's corneas, there's a degenerative process that goes on. The cornea is the clear window that covers the surface of the eye, but it's also responsible for a significant portion of the focusing power of the eye as light enters the cornea and is bent or focused by the cornea and then enters the lens and is focused by the lens. That's responsible for getting the light focused onto the back of your eye. And if that cornea is irregularly shaped or if it's curved too much or too little, it can significantly affect the focus of the vision. And for many people, that can result in poorer vision or reduced vision over time. So if the cornea is changing shape as a, you know, a young person, this is sometimes due to a condition called keratoconus, which means that kerato refers to the cornea. Conus refers to the fact that it becomes shaped somewhat like a cone-shaped cornea. So rather than being shaped sort of like the part of a basketball, a spherical shape, it's shaped more like a football. It's more oblong or more conical, like portion of a football. That cornea distorts the vision. And for people who have this keratoconus problem, it tends to gradually become progressively worse over time. So the investigators have tried to see whether this reinforcing technique for the cornea called corneal cross-linking could be effective in slowing the progression of this type of keratoconus problem. So it says here in this study, it says this prospective study included 40 consecutive white patients with progressive stage 2 keratoconus ranging in age from 9 to 18. Patients were followed for 2 years after a riboflavin ultraviolet A induced corneal cross-linking procedure that included an abraded corneal epithelium and ricrolin application. All indices documented the progressive flattening of the ectatic cornea, which was accompanied by a significant improvement of uncorrected visual acuity and best corrected visual acuity. However, additional study is required to determine if cross-linking is as effective in children as it is in adults. So a new technology still awaiting approval by the Food and Drug Administration to strengthen the cornea and actually allow it to take on more of its regular shape. And in fact, the procedure itself is actually very straightforward. It just involves treating the cornea with a preparation made from vitamin B12, I believe. Riboflavin, is that vitamin B12? Anyway, riboflavin. And it's that riboflavin material, special riboflavin derived material is put on the surface of the eye and then the eye, the surface of the cornea. And then the cornea is treated with a form of ultraviolet light that basically causes this vitamin B, this riboflavin, to be somehow integrated into the cornea and strengthen the bonds between the different elements of the protein in the cornea. So without losing any clarity, it actually consolidates or changes its shape and also becomes more, let's say, less flexible. So if that cornea is no longer changing or thinning or changing shape, then the vision is much more likely to be stable afterwards. So this is a technology that may have some significant applications to different corneal diseases, in particular keratoconus, but we'll have to see what happens as studies are ongoing, and as we see whether the Food and Drug Administration is going to improve this particular procedure. In the meantime, there are a number of different studies going on across the nation of doctors who are doing this type of treatment for various corneal abnormalities, which involve thinning or changing in the shape of the cornea, and trying to strengthen them using this cross-linking procedure. And it has worked fairly well in adults thus far. So it's promising. We'll see what happens and keep you posted. Let's take a short break, and when we get back, we'll be ready to take more of your calls. So go ahead and give us a call, 521-8383, so that we can answer your questions.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activity.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15-20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
A brown-eyed girl.
Okay, welcome back everyone. This is Dr. Christopher Tortora. We're talking about eyes. If you have a question about eyes, now's a good time to call. The phone number here is 521-8383. We're talking live Saturday morning. If you're listening to us live Saturday morning, you may want to pop by the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall and stop by the annual Seniors Fair. This is a big event where a lot of senior citizens have been showing up to find out some of the things that are tailor-made for them in their senior golden years, I guess you could call them. And a lot of my senior citizens patients say, there's nothing golden about these years. You're getting sick all the time. You have other problems. They're not golden. But people still call them the golden years, I guess. So if you're interested in stopping by and seeing what Hawaiian Eye Center has to offer at their booth, there are educational materials available. There's a game. You can play craps. To try your luck, win a prize at the Hawaiian Eye Center booth. Every player is a winner, but if you are if you win the 7 or 11, if you roll a 7 or 11 on our crafts table, you also are entered to win a bigger prize. So stop by and see what's going on at the Seniors Fair sometime today, Saturday or Sunday, the 29th or 30th of September. We also have Cyril Pahanui, Hawaiian music legend, coming by the booth to sign autographs, sign CDs around 9:30 this morning, Saturday, and about 10:30 tomorrow, Sunday. He's also going to be performing at the Senior Fair as well. So feel free to stop by. I'll be there about 9:30 as well if you want to come by and say hi, or if you have a question you'd like to ask me in person. Talking about asking questions, we've got Yvonne standing by on the phone. Yvonne calling all the way from Molokai. Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I had a question about, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I had a question about ascites. I had ascites in one of my eyes, and they're watching another one. And every now and then, it's like I have a little light in the corner of my eyes, and I was wondering if that was anything to be concerned about.
Like a little flash of light?
Yeah.
And how long has that been happening?
A couple months.
Mm-hmm. And it hasn't changed significantly?
No. Well, no, actually, it's more frequent.
It's happening more frequently, okay. And when's the last time you had your eyes actually evaluated or checked?
About a year ago.
Well, you know, it's probably not going to turn out to be anything to worry about, but I'd go in and check in the next, you know, couple of weeks just to make sure that there's not something changing in the back of the eye. A retinaschisis is a thin area in the back of the eye in the retina, which can slightly increase your risk for retinal detachment. People who develop retinal detachment, sometimes one of the early symptoms is a series of flashes in their peripheral vision. If you're only getting it rarely once in a while, it's unlikely to be something new changing. But if you've had a little change, if it's happening more frequently, if it's new since the last time you had your eyes checked, definitely I'd get in to check it. Now, things that would make me get you in right away to check is if you also develop spots floating in your vision. So the little flashes plus floaters or spots, particularly a bunch of floating spots in your vision. Or if you notice any change or loss in your peripheral vision. Once in a while, people will notice that there's a kind of a shadow or what looks like a bubble or something blocking their side or peripheral vision. That can be an early sign of retinal detachment, and that's something that should be checked out immediately. Of course, you're on Molokai, so you don't have access to an eye doctor every day. So I'd probably try to, you know, make an appointment in the next couple of weeks. But if something's changing along the lines of what I mentioned, then you should probably try to talk to someone, and if they recommend it, make a trip to see an eye specialist. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
So would a couple of months be okay?
I'd probably do a little bit sooner than that, just because you said it's happening a little more frequently, and it's a change that is different from what you had before. So I'd try to do it in the next couple of weeks if possible.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. So there are changes that can occur in the back of the eye over time, particularly as we get older, that sometimes cause symptoms related to the retina. The retina is a seeing tissue, and if that retina is impacted in some way, if you pull on the retina or push on the retina or tug on it or even rub your eye and bend the retina, you'll see a little flash of light. That flash of light is called a phosphene. It's a firing of some of the retinal cells to create a light image, and that's the same way that we see is when light hits our back of your eye, it creates a little phosphene, and this phosphene, hundreds of them, make their way back into the brain, which then interprets it as a visual signal. But if there's just one little pulling or pushing stimulus on the retina, sometimes it'll look like just a little flash. So the fact that there are flashes of light in the eye, you're noticing new onset of flashes, that means something's changing inside the eye, and that's something that ought to be checked, particularly given a history of retinal problems in the past. So sooner rather than later, because we'd hate to have something happen that could have been treated easily sooner and isn't treated because you delay the evaluation. Okay, so that's good advice is to, if you see new changes in your eyes or in your vision, get it checked out. We've got another news story here about the Food and Drug Administration. The Food and Drug Administration, of course, is that authority that approves new drugs and new treatments in the medical field, and treatments generally cannot be done or advertised or routinely done with new devices unless those devices are approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In addition, the Food and Drug Administration has to approve new drugs for treating different types of problems, and of course they're very hyper about trying to make sure that these drugs are safe. So you often get significant delays between the time when the initial studies are done that show that the drugs may be effective against one particular condition or another and the time that it's actually approved by the FDA, by the Food and Drug Administration. And many people find this difficult because they are hoping to get access to these drugs because the condition that they have might be improved or they might be better treated or have higher survival rates by having some of these drugs, yet they don't have access to the drugs or the procedures because of the Food and Drug Administration's taking extra time to approve it. So they have to walk that fine line between making sure it's safe and not dragging their feet too much. So this article addresses this a little bit. It says, a government group called the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology unveiled a plan designed to double the number of new prescription drugs launched in the market by more quickly approving drugs to treat high-risk patient population, according to the Wall Street Journal last week. In its report, The group said that the FDA could expand its use of accelerated approval to address more types of serious diseases with unmet medical need. The advisory board also stated that the agency could use a special medical use approval process for drugs that may help in narrow and high-risk patient populations, such as patients or people who are morbidly obese. The report did not provide many details about what new laws or regulations could be necessary to limit a new drug to the specific populations once approved. The agency has indicated they are working to shorten the drug approval process and that the agency's advisory council's recommendations could be a step in the right direction. So it turns out that in 2011, of the 35 products considered innovative by the Food and Drug Administration that were approved, 16 received a shortened review or expedited approval. Okay, so it sounds like they may still have some ways to go to get that process working well, but it sounds like maybe we're moving steps in the right direction. You know, this has been a bugaboo among doctors for a long time who are eager for new treatments to be approved. Obviously, industry manufacturers of equipment and drugs, pharmaceutical companies are eager to have their drugs approved quickly. But on the other hand, you know, we really want to avoid any kinds of major problems like a drug which actually turns out not to be safe or not to be effective, which could be just as bad, people taking medication, subjecting themselves to side effects for something that's not effective as effective as the current drugs or treatments that we have available. So the Food and Drug Administration does have a tough task, and so I don't envy them their task, but it would be nice if they could figure out a way to speed the process along in some cases, because that can make a difference in patients' lives. Just as we get toward the end of the program here, I want to remind everyone that this is Saturday morning that you're listening to us live. The Seniors Fair is going on this weekend, and we're going to be down there at our booth all day at the Hawaiian Eye Center booth, down at booth number 311 across from the Galleria stage. And you can also watch performances on the Galleria stage. You can play our game of chance, our crafts game. You can get some educational material. You can see some interesting lens implants. Okay, look at a real cataract that's been removed from someone's eye. You can get some prizes and bags and giveaways and other things that we're offering at our booth. So stop on by. If you make it down to the Senior Fair, stop by the Hawaiian Eye Center booth. And you can even see me if you get down there this morning between 9:30 and about 11. All right, we've been here now for an hour talking about eyes and eye care. I certainly had a lot of fun, and I hope you have too. I'd like to thank MJ for helping out here in the studio, and thank Stephen as well. And I'd like to say thanks to all you listeners for making this show work through your calls and through your letters. If you enjoyed our program today, be sure to tell your friends about us. And if you learned something new, you can always listen again next week. If you have a question, you can email it to us. Our email address is eyes@hawaiianeye.com, and we can answer those questions over the air. Don't forget to check out our website at www.hawaiianeye.com or follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com and look for Dr. Tortora, T-R-T-O-R-T-O-R-A. You can follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Hawaiian Eye Center. It's sure been a pleasure talking with you. I'll keep my eyes peeled for you and I hope you'll keep an eye out for us. The Hawaiian Eye Show is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. I'm Dr. Christopher Tortora. Thanks so much for listening today, and aloha.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
with Hawaiian Eye Cancer.
America's anchorman, Rush Limbaugh.
It's the most gutless choice one can make. Be a liberal.
Every weekday morning at 10, KHVH Honolulu.
Hawaii's home for Fox News.